Hi, today's December 7th, 2019. This is Comic Seas Podcast 108. I'm Todd Agassi, with a good friend, Jay Stone. It's been a little over 2 months since we did a podcast. Everybody's been super busy, especially Jay.
Yeah, I'm always busy.
Yeah. But at any rate, we're back. Podcast 108. Two topics. Not sure which one we're going to spend more time on. The first topic is Harley Quinn, which is the new animated TV series on DC Universe, which Jay and I subscribe to. Hey, before I forget, Jay, did you notice we're getting a discount for year two?
No.
I got an email.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I got an email from DC Universe saying that as an early subscriber, year two, which, and we got charged for it, you know, not too long ago, right? Like maybe 2 months ago or something. Month ago.
Okay.
Anyway, when we renewed, it was for $50 for the second year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't even bother. I just watch it. I just automatically renew it.
Yeah.
Just pay for it.
It's automatic rollover. But yeah, so we got a discount. So.
Oh wow, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't even notice. I should look at my email.
Yeah, makes up for not getting our Teen Titans Omnibus edition.
Yeah, but you know, I sent you the email.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you an email that I got from them.
Yeah.
And it was misleading.
It was.
It but was you know misleading.
What? It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I feel like I've gotten a lot of value from my DC Universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I quit a lot of my comics actually recently.
Really?
That I buy. Oh, yeah, because if I'm patient,
just
they all come
year.
To, you know, Heroes in Crisis.
Yeah,
is already on.
Yep, first three issues.
And then Doomsday Clock.
Yep, first eight issues, I think.
I mean, the Age of Heroes, right. Silencer. I mean, they have a lot of old stuff, but the new stuff they're putting on, you know. So I was like buying stuff, and I was like, wait a minute. If I just I cut down almost everything except like a few.
Yeah,
I cut. Because I'm like, well, I guess I can wait.
Yeah, it's 1 year, right?
That's okay.
Yeah. And there's so much to read anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally decades of stuff I didn't buy, you know, in hard copy or digital because I felt, I wasn't sure I want to read it. I'm not sure I want to waste money on something I might not like. But since it's part of the subscription, Nightwing. Wasn't sure I'd like it. Been reading it. Some of the old Teen Titans stuff, or Titans, I guess. There's been a couple of things like that, you know, I've just kind of picked up. Oh, Smallville, season 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The comic book, right?
The comic book, yeah. So, which, you know, the producers say is canon.
Yes, it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, for Smallville universe.
Correct. And apparently now Arrowverse, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out. Okay, at any rate, Harley Quinn. I see you typing as we're doing this. Jay has been typing in Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic ratings, and they're high. Rotten Tomatoes 88%, Metacritic 86. I'm not a Harley Quinn fan. I didn't like Suicide Squad movie all that much. It was okay. I mean, I was entertained, but I didn't think it was super duper. But
well,
I'm really enjoying the animated series, despite the the salty language.
Oh, it's definitely it's an adult cartoon.
It's R-rated for sure.
It is R-rated. It's definitely R-rated.
Yeah, do not let your kids watch this.
It's pretty well done. It's a solid show.
Yeah,
it's a really good show. Hopefully, they can keep on making it fresh and interesting.
Yep.
And they hired really good voice actors.
Didn't they though?
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
As Joker.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out who that was.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And anyway, I never even thought about Alan Tudyk, but he is amazing. He's really, really good as Joker.
Yeah. Yeah. For those who haven't seen Alan Tudyk, he's really kind of a genre player. He's been in, Dollhouse, right?
He was in Serenity, Firefly.
Dollhouse.
He was in Firefly.
Yep. So if you're a science fiction fan, you've probably seen him around.
Oh, he was in Rogue One.
That's right.
He was the repurposed Imperial droid.
Yep. And you know, Frank the Plant should get his own show.
I love Frank the Plant. I love every scene that Frank the Plant is in.
Right?
It's like you said, it's like Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep.
But he's hilarious. He's like, no, I want to see this.
Yeah.
he's like a fully realized character.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's amazing to me.
In episode one, when I first saw him, I thought, oh, yeah, fun little, you know, one-time joke, right?
Yeah.
That was my impression.
Then he wouldn't come back again, right?
Yeah. And then when he recurred, I said, all right, okay, he's a main character.
Yeah, and he's good, too.
Yeah.
Who plays him? Let me see.
I don't know. But
I'm sure for you, so.
But again, I'm not a Harley Quinn fan. Wasn't a Suicide Squad movie fan, but really enjoying Harley Quinn on DC Universe.
I'm impressed. Also, by enjoying
Titans on season two.
Oh my god! You know they just.
And I haven't finished it. I haven't finished Titans season two yet, so no spoilers.
I was surprised Kaylee Cuoco. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Yes, yes.
I was surprised she was such a good voice actor.
Yeah, from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, she could. You know, she could play Harley Quinn.
Absolutely. Like, not.
I think she could play Harley Quinn in real life. Yeah.
I think so, too.
She's blonde.
Yep.
You know, she could do it.
Yep. She is doing a bang-up job as the voice of Harley Quinn.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. I'm kind of... The only thing that bothers me about the anime... Because, first of all, if you can suspend... I mean, when you read comic books, you got to suspend disbelief to begin with. But I think as long as you... Or at least for me, as long as I have the attitude that Harley Quinn, the animated series, is in a totally different universe. It's not the Batman, the animated series universe. It's not the main DC universe. It is just its own universe. Because even the villains act totally different from any universe we've seen. You know, Bane is, like, almost hilarious.
Bane is funny.
Right?
Bane is funny.
And they talk about the beef.
Right.
I had ordered that very long time ago, and you just took it.
Yeah.
What I think is so funny is they're making fun of the Dark Knight Rises version.
Yes.
Because he has kind of a muffled voice.
Right, right, right.
And he's hilarious. He's so hilarious. He was the, in that, other than Frank the Plant, I thought Bane was kind of like a... He kind of rose to the top with a little bit of the Scarecrow.
Yep.
You know? And then Mrs. Cobblepot.
Oh, my goodness, Mrs. Cobblepot.
The thing I like about it is how Ivy and, well, of course, spoilers. Well, kind of spoilers, not really spoilers.
Yeah, a little bit, a little kind.
Harley go, bye, Mrs. Cobblepot.
You're right.
Thank you, Mrs. Cobblepot. Like they're coming over to the house, you know.
Right.
I guess because Penguin's older, right?
Right.
And Ivy and Harley Quinn is supposed to be very young,
right?
I guess, you know.
Although, you know, you figure Harley Quinn. I mean, you know, like the character. Harley Quinn, the character, has an MD. Presumably, did you know residency and the whole thing in psychiatry, right? Because she's a psychiatrist, so she can't be that young, right?
She can still be in her 20s.
Yeah, well, let's see. I mean, if she graduated early, but, you know, you think about it, right? Graduate from med school at about 25, 26.
Yeah.
Internship, residency. You got to be at least 30-something by the time you finish all that.
You would think so, but she also did work at Arkham, right? So
that's true.
Who knows, right? Arkham isn't known for necessarily being the best, you know, mental health facility in the DC universe. I mean...
So true. So
they have yet to cure anyone, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, they have a zero success rate.
It's absolutely zero. No one is ever helped by going to... The only one in the comic books is Riddler.
Right.
Because in in the regular DC universe, the Riddler became a hero for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess Two-Face... Isn't Two-Face kind of cured at one point? I can't remember. And then
he always reverts.
Right.
It never sticks.
Yeah.
It never sticks.
But at any rate, Harley Quinn, after only two episodes, thumbs up.
Way better than Titans this season. Yeah. Oh, my God. The Titans this season is just like, what? Who wrote these things?
And
what
I've had such high hopes of season two, you know?
Well, the thing is, from what I've read online, people like it.
Really?
I don't know why. It seems so disjointed, so all over the place. Things didn't make sense. I don't know if people are just so excited to see Nightwing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
And Connor Kent and Crypto.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
That was one of the better ones when Connor appeared.
Yeah.
And when Aqualad, that was a good episode.
Aqualad, that was, well, sad.
It was sad.
Yeah.
They didn't need to do that, but I guess someone had to die.
I guess so, but yeah.
I like how they... well, how many episodes have you gotten through?
I think I'm on 5.
You're on 5?
Yeah.
You've seen the Amazons?
No, I haven't seen the Amazons, I don't think.
You didn't see the old woman that's the Amazon yet?
No, I don't think so.
She's working at the museum?
No.
Oh, really? If you saw Aqualad, you saw the Aqualad episode, right?
Yeah.
She was in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that all about?
She was in there.
Yeah.
Well,
spoilers.
You know, Donna had to go back to Themyscira.
Right.
No, you saw Aqualad episode, right?
I did, but she didn't.
So in that episode, right?
Right.
She didn't go back, right?
Right.
So she was supposed to go back for some reason. They didn't really explain it.
Right.
But you find out in this Titans universe that the Amazons live in man's world, not just Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Because that old woman is an Amazon. Because at the end, right?
Which makes sense, right?
She defends Donna,
right,
against Slade,
right,
against Deathstroke,
right.
So that's not a spoiler. I mean, you saw it already.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for other people, yeah. But so now you know that there's actually Amazons. I'm assuming they're Amazons and not just people raised by Amazons. That Amazons live in man's world and somehow go back and forth between here and Themyscira.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of weird, but.
Yeah, that is unusual. That's not in canon, definitely.
No, it's almost like it's like an embassy, but it's not really an embassy.
Right.
It's like Wonder Woman or Hippolyta wants to have a presence in, you know,
right,
in the modern world.
Right.
I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah. But in any case, so thumbs up for Harley Quinn, DC Universe, and moving on to Arrowverse, which starts up tomorrow night, December 8th, 2019.
Yes.
At least the first half starts, I should say, right?
What is it, the first three parts?
Three episodes, yeah.
The 8 to 10, 8, 9, 10, and then concludes in January.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah, I agree. But that's how they bring you back, right? Make sure you come back for part two of the season.
Yeah.
So this, you know, I have a lot of, you know, of course, I should say none of us. You and I haven't seen it yet. I mean, the folks who made it have seen it. But I'm really curious who's going to, you know, in Crisis, a lot of characters went bye-bye. Mm-hmm. In particular, Supergirl, Earth 1 Supergirl, right? Earth 1 Flash, Earth 2 Green Arrow, and a whole bunch of other folks. I mean, just a whole bunch. So, you know, what is that? Does that mean that you know, Arrowverse Flash and Arrow, and I guess Arrowverse Supergirl are going to bite the bullet, kick the bucket, or whatever you call it?
Well, I think the Flash does, because it's been predicted.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know about Supergirl, though.
Seems too early, doesn't
it? I'm not so sure.
It does. Seems too early in her series cycle.
Well, they show the death of Superman in one of the trailers. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Which Superman, though?
The modern one. The one in Supergirl's universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Superman.
Yeah, so they have a reference to the death of Superman. And so it's that that version of Lois and that version of Superman.
Yeah.
But because it's Crisis on Infinite Earths, we don't know, is that really the same?
I see.
It could be on another Earth, and they just happen to look the same.
Right.
Right, versus being different.
Yeah.
But there's a video, there's a clip in a news clip in one of the trailers, one of the newest one, I think. And it's the death of Superman.
Who doesn't die.
But not by Doomsday.
Yeah,
but not by Doomsday, by Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
In the clip, it says Lex Luthor kills him.
Yeah, he doesn't die in Crisis, though, you know, so that's what bothers me about that. But okay, you know, I'll accept that. So, you know, I get killing off. So we know Arrow is going to end this season, so I can understand the Arrow character being killed. But Barry seems like, you know, the Flash seems like he still has some, you know, some seasons to go. I'd be surprised if they killed him off.
Oh, well, I don't think he's really going to die.
Yeah.
They're going to bring him back just like how they brought back Barry Allen in the comics. But he has to disappear.
Yeah.
Because it's been predicted in his show, right?
Right.
I think I think they should make him disappear for a few episodes, and then they bring him back somehow. I'd be okay with that.
In fact, haven't we actually seen the Flash from the future going back to the past in a couple of seasons ago? And actually creating the Flash and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they've had that. They've had something like that, yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty early on, too, like season one or two. So it was, you know, I think it might have been the seasons where he saves his mother. One of those seasons.
Oh, when he creates Flashpoint?
Yeah. So, you know, look at, or, you know, they might kill off the John Wesley ship version of the Flash.
They could. That would work, too.
Yeah. Who actually looks more like the Flash than, you know, the Grant Gustin.
Than the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
He does. That's funny. I always liked the old Flash show, though.
Yeah.
When it came out, that one season, I mean, every week I watched it. I loved it. It was awesome. Yeah.
I think it's on DC Universe, isn't it? No?
It is.
Yeah. For people
I think it still is. I don't think they took it off.
Yeah, for people who want to rewatch it. So.
Oh, it's good.
So the other interesting thing is the three Supermen. Supermans.
Yes. Superman,
right? Yeah. Although apparently Clark, the Smallville version of Clark Kent, Tom Welling, doesn't suit up, understand. And he's never in the suit in any of the previews that I've seen.
Makes sense for Smallville, because he never suits up in Smallville.
Yeah, except in animated fashion.
And the very last end, you don't really see him. But you don't really see him.
Yeah.
He's so far away.
Yeah. So that one, the Kingdom Come Superman, who's from the, what's his name? From the
original. Brendan Ralph.
Brendan Ralph from the second Superman movie series. Actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, Superman Returns.
Yeah, two. There was your
one. No, never. There was only one.
Only one. Okay, because it was so bad.
Yeah, it didn't make enough money.
Yeah,
but I'm still. Although, you know, my wife loves. That's her favorite Superman movie.
Really?
She loves Superman Returns. We bought it. We bought it on DVD. We bought it online. She loves the romance, and she likes the fact that he has a superpowered son. She really likes that part. For some reason she just loves that movie.
Which she should like Supergirl then, because Superman has John Kent is already born, right?
Yes. Well, you heard, right? They're gonna make Lois and Superman.
Yeah.
TV series.
Yeah. So I guess he's not gonna die.
At least that version.
Yeah. But you know, I was thinking it actually to me, it would have made more sense to make Tom Welling the Kingdom Come Superman. He has that look.
I agree.
You know, he's got that big, bulky Kingdom Come Superman look.
He does, but I think that would break people who love Smallville's hearts. Because the Kingdom Come Superman is so dark.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you want Smallville to remain as Smallville.
Right.
You know. So who did they pick? They picked the Superman that no one liked.
Yeah. I guess so. But looking forward to it. You know what would be interesting is the actress that plays Kara's mother in Supergirl, whose name I'm just blanking on. You know, she played Supergirl in the movie, right? And
yes.
I was thinking it'd be actually pretty cool if they suit her up as Superwoman or something.
It would have been awesome. Actually, you know, Dean Cain's her dad, right?
Right, that's right. They should make him the fourth Superman.
I wonder if that's a secret. I hope it is.
Wouldn't that be very cool? They have the two of
that
them
would just blow
up
my mind.
Yeah.
If you see a version of them.
Yeah. Actually, what would be really cool is if Crisis on Infinite Earths 7 cover, you know, where Superman's holding the dead Supergirl. If it's those two, it would actually make a lot of sense. Right?
Actually, it would. That would work. That could work.
Yeah. All right, Arrowverse producers, just, you know, send their residuals to us, man.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, I don't see Dean Cain in the list.
Not yet, right. I haven't seen Dean Cain in this, no.
Yeah. But I see Burt Ward.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work at all. But that's...
Well, it says Burt Ward as Burt Ward.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Which does make sense. I'm looking at a fandom wiki.
Yeah.
And so he's himself.
Burt Ward is Burt Ward.
Yeah.
Huh.
And they got Robert Wool.
Hmm.
But they don't say who, the wiki doesn't say who he's playing. Because he was in the Batman movie.
Yeah, well, on,
he was that reporter.
Right. So on Wikipedia itself, Let's see. It says here that, oh, this is interesting. Dominic Purcell's going to be in his Heat Wave.
He is Heat Wave.
No, no, but I mean, I didn't think he was going to appear in this. I guess Legends, the Legends. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because part the it ends with Legends.
Right. I'm looking at who else is in here. Spartan. Oh, too bad. It doesn't say David Ramsey's also going to be Green Lantern. I was kind of hoping they'd introduce Green Lantern, but I guess not.
That was the rumor.
Yeah.
That he'd be a version of Green Lantern.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't. Yeah. Well, we can only hope that, you know, there's some surprises in store. That would be very.
Yeah, we hope they didn't announce everyone.
Yeah. Because that would be very, very cool. And of course, Black Lightning's going to be in here too, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to introduce Stargirl. So I'm, but
yes,
I'm not
the
sure.
One that's going to be on DC Universe.
Okay, now I heard that Stargirl is going to move from DC Universe to the CW, but I'm not sure because I also read somewhere, like some news blurb, that there's a Stargirl teaser that's for DC Universe, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Well, I haven't heard that. I heard that it's. I haven't heard that Stargirl is going to move to the CW. I heard it's still going to be on DC Universe.
Okay. Which would be nice. I mean,
it's supposed to be the next. It's supposed to come out after Harley Quinn.
Was it going to be animated?
No, it's live action.
Oh, live action? Okay.
Stargirl is going to be live action.
Okay. So, and apparently John Cryer is going. I mean, John Cryer's Lex Luthor is going to be a good guy.
He is?
Yeah. Too bad they couldn't get the actor that played Lex Luthor in Smallville.
He declined.
Yeah. But
according
cool.
to the thing I'm reading.
Would have been cool. In any case, so we're like 24 hours away from the first episode. What's the first one that's going to start? Is it going to be an Arrow or Flash going to start? Probably Arrow, huh? You know what the order is for? I guess again.
The one I'm looking at says it's Supergirl.
Supergirl's first? Okay.
Supergirl kicks it off, then Batwoman.
Oh, interesting.
Then Flash, right? And then the Flash is the last in December, then it starts up again with Arrow in January.
I see.
And then it ends with Legends.
I see. So
they even asked the guy who plays Hawk
to
play Aquaman, because he was Aquaman in Smallville.
The guy who plays Hawk? Oh, Hawk! I didn't realize he played...
From Titans?
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he played Aquaman in Smallville.
Huh. I mean, I remember the episode, but I didn't realize the same guy.
But the guy who played Aquaman, he couldn't do it because he had a scheduling issue. He even tried to get Segel.
Oh, yeah?
From Krypton? Yeah. Cameron Cuff, who plays Segel, but he couldn't do it. And they also tried to get Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they went all out. I mean, the thing I'm reading, according to this wiki I'm reading on Fandom, because Nicolas Cage was going to be Superman, and Superman Lives.
Right.
You know? And so they reached out to him. But I guess he didn't agree.
Which makes sense. I mean, I can understand that.
I don't know. That would have been awesome, though, if they had Nicolas
Cage. It would have been funny. Definitely.
In the thing, and he's playing that version of Superman. That would have been nuts.
It would have been a very strange-looking Superman, though. I mean, Nick Cage is Superman.
Yes.
That would have been very odd. Very, very, very
He
odd.
Should have been the Kingdom Come Superman.
You know what?
He doesn't look like it, though.
No, but you know who Nick Cage would have been good as? The Joker.
What? Oh, my God.
Huh?
That's true. He'd make a good Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. His acting is crazy enough.
I think he'd be really intense.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a really good Joker.
All right, so...
What do you think about Kevin Conroy?
As Batman?
As the Kingdom Come Batman.
Yeah, you know, I did see that preview. I did see that preview item where he's walking down the stairs and sees Kate. Man, I guess so. I mean, but wait a minute. If he's the Kingdom Come Batman, how does he know Kate? Because they're in different worlds, right? Huh.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have a Kate in his world.
Good point. Just a older one, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
And she might be dead.
Yeah. But
in his universe.
He's not quite, I mean, you know, he's more, I mean, Kevin Conroy's mostly a voice actor, right? I mean, he's never played an action hero. So, I mean, in live action. So, you know, he doesn't have that, again, that look that, you know, Batman had in the exoskeleton. He's kind of thinner and, you know, which is probably more realistic for someone who's been injured that badly. You know, how would you maintain muscle mass when you're being moved around by exoskeleton all the time? So it's probably more realistic, given it's a superhero show to begin with. But I'm really looking for, I mean, of course, he's got the voice, right?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a little weird, though, to see him, like, acting, you know, in real life, you know, in live action versus just hearing his voice. And it's going to be odd.
Yeah. But looking forward to it.
Oh, I can't wait. To be honest, I don't watch the CW shows anymore.
Oh, really? At all?
Because I'm watching other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I watch Watchmen.
Yeah.
Mandalorian.
Wait, how are you watching? Do you have HBO? I don't have HBO.
Yeah, we subscribe to HBO now.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I haven't watched The Watchmen. So the first episode is free, though. Is it worth watching the first episode?
I think so, and it just gets better.
Okay. Because I noticed that it's free on Apple TV Plus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the first episode is free on Apple TV. Yeah.
It's good. The pilot isn't the best episode of all the episodes.
Yeah.
It's good, though. It's really good. It's probably next to Mandalorian and some of the other Apple TV Plus shows, like my favorite show. I love Watchmen.
Nice.
Damon Lindelof?
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
The Lost Guy.
He did a very good job.
Good.
It's really well done.
Yeah, I guess I'll pick up the first episode since it's free. Or not pick it up, but take a look at it. But yeah, you're right. There's so much to watch. I've been watching, it's a rerun. I mean, you know, the Runaways from, I guess, Hulu on Disney Plus. Yeah.
The first season is good.
That's what I'm going through now.
I couldn't even start the second season. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I'm going through the first season now. I think I'm nearing the end of the first season.
I liked it. That was a good one.
I didn't get through The Boys on Amazon Prime though. So I watched a couple episodes I lost interest.
It's I binged it all in a night.
Yeah.
Because there's not too many episodes.
Yeah.
It's good, but some parts of it seem very unnecessary.
Yeah. Actually,
some of the shocking stuff they
do. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just the first couple of episodes, a lot of it seemed unnecessary. You know,
it's just kind of
gratuitous.
How they do it. It's like, yeah, this is a bit gratuitous.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, at least Harley Quinn is gratuitous, but it fits the story, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and it fits the character.
Yeah, it actually does fit it pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost kind of amazing when you look at, you know, when you look at the Batman's villains, who are very different from Flash's rogues gallery. You know, you often wondered why Batman's villains, who seem so evil, like the Joker, and they never swear, right?
No, they never do.
They never do.
Not even those, you know, those like, what do they put, the pound sign?
You're right, right.
You know, in comics, they use those symbols to symbolize swearing.
Right.
Never do.
Yeah. So it's actually more realistic, I guess, that you have these truly evil people saying a lot of bad words.
That's true. But I think part of it that makes it funny, too, is that it's like they made it seem like they're just kind of like normal people at the same time.
Yeah.
Like getting coffee and talking about like, oh, are you okay, Joker?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. At the bar mitzvah, right?
Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So she thinks she's gonna bust open at the bar mitzvah, right? And then she doesn't know it's a bar mitzvah, and then she shows up, and you know the villains are invited because it's Cobblepot's son, right?
Right.
And they're all at a table, just sitting there in their costume.
Yep.
Bane, like any other attendee.
Scarecrow, and the kite is trying to hit on Poison Ivy.
He's so funny. They did a good job with Kite Man.
It is super well written so far. You know, for those of you who have sensitive ears, you may not enjoy it, but if you can get past that, it is probably one of the funniest TV shows on anywhere.
And isn't it? I heard it's the same people.
Yeah.
The people running it, I heard, were the same people who did Powerless.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. So it just tells me that if they're given enough freedom to do what they want, they can be pretty funny.
Sure seems like it. Okay, well, it sounds like we're both enjoying Harley Quinn on DC Universe, and we're both looking forward to the Arrowverse version of Crisis on Infinite Earths, despite the fact we know they're going to they're going to change it so much from the classic maxi series that ran in, what is it, 1984? It's been a while.
84, 85, right? It's like, yeah, 84, 85?
I think it's a quarter century old now. Am I doing my math right? Or is it 35 years old? 35 years
old? No, 30.
Old. 35 years old, or thereabouts. 35, 36 years old. Yeah, so it's been a...
It's 1985 to 1986.
Oh, okay, so not quite 35. 33, 34 years old. It's getting there, you know, it's a... It's been a, you know, it's been generation to one generation has grown up having never seen it new, right? It always existed for them.
But you can read it on DC Universe, right?
Yes, you can. All 12 issues.
You can.
And Kingdom Come is on there too.
Both of them? Oh, I didn't know that.
Kingdom Come is on. Yeah, I reread it. And in fact, the Justice Society issues with the Kingdom Come Superman in it is also online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I read that one too. These are all the, well, not Kingdom Come I read. I mean, I bought back on paper, but I didn't know that the Kingdom Come Superman was in the Justice Society issues, but I only discovered it because of DC Universe, you know, and I think some references to the upcoming TV show. So I downloaded it and read it, enjoyed it a lot.
Well, they incorporated Magog or Gog into the Justice Society comic.
Yes, they did. They did both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was actually... Incorporated, I guess, a lot of stuff into it now that I think about it. But really, again, DC Universe, it's a heck of a value. Heck of a value.
I hope it doesn't go away.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, there's that rumor, right, that it might go away.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but you know, it's a different kind of service.
It is.
Because you have the shows.
Yeah.
The movies, TV shows, you have the documentaries.
Right.
You have the panel that talks every day about stuff. And you have the comics. And you also have the sweepstakes. There's always like a weekly sweepstakes or something.
Right.
And there's the community.
Right.
So it's really a different kind of service.
Yeah. And you know, if they take away the video and move it to someplace else but keep the comic books, I would still subscribe to it.
Well, if you get everything for free or for that one price, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like it almost doesn't make sense to buy comics.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't. You know, now that I have DC, and I think I told you this a couple months ago, I became so happy with the DC Universe that I actually started subscribing to Comixology Unlimited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So... You know,
but then you can get more than just DC comics, right?
Yeah,
you can get other comics, right?
Yeah, I can get, I don't know about all, but many of the other publishers, you know, Marvel and so forth, Fantagraphics, pretty much everybody, I guess, including DC. And there's a few, and Comixology's DC collection, while not as diverse and large as DC Universe for obvious reasons, does have collections. So I can download one collection versus, you know, a dozen individual issues or whatever. So that's much more convenient when available.
Versus like DC Universe where it's like one issue at a time.
Right. And because I just think it's inconvenient to download a whole bunch of issues. Like, you know, if you want to download 24 issues at a time or 12 issues at a time or something, it's not super convenient. But that said, okay. So, not sure when Jay and I will get together for Comics Dude Podcast 109, but we've been cranking out a few a year, so that's been fun. Mm-hmm. We're up to 108. Whoever thought we'd have 108 episodes?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, right. We've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
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 All righty, Jay. We're going to sign off on 108, and we will talk to you next time.